Carly, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Can I tell you I'm so excited about your hair?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I know that sounds super gay, but let me tell you why.
By the time you leave, Carly's hair is going to have its own Twitter.
Yes.
I love the old hair, but I love this new like silvery blonde thing that girls are doing.
Yeah.
And my wife wanted to do it, but she's got jet black hair.
Yeah.
So it became like $1,000 process to just to come back to jet black hair.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, she
got.
Didn't leave it?
Hold on, you pull that microphone right in front of you. There you go.
Oh, sorry.
No, it didn't work. It didn't really stick. She was like half blonde, half silver, and she's you know a half Jew from Jersey, so she hated everything.
It's so much halves.
Yeah. I was like, it's just miserable. Just go back to black or whatever. But I like it. It works.
Thank you.
It's good.
It took me about a year and a half to get it blonde.
Did it
so
really?
I really was a trooper about it. So I appreciate any.
Did you go from super red to blonde?
Yeah.
To
super red was actually the hardest to get out. I've gone from black to blonde, but then I was red for so long that like I couldn't get it out of my hair, so I actually had to grow it out.
Yeah.
So it was like half my head was blonde and the other half was red. It was a nightmare.
Still kind of hot a little bit.
People yeah, I kind of like
it. People were like, oh, did you do that on purpose? Like, it looks good. I'm like, but don't ask.
Do you look at my face? Do you recognize me at all? Do you get, you know, when you don't know somebody, but you have bad feelings about them? Do you look at me and you're like,
I know this creep
from somewhere. Here's why. I saw you so many times in a short period of time for some reason. I went from never seeing you to going, oh, it's a chick from Girl Code, and then seeing you and be like, oh, there she is again.
Yeah.
I was at the first Saturday Night Live of the second season that Pete was on. It was his 21st birthday.
Okay.
And
okay.
I was at the after party, and that's where I saw you first.
Yes.
But then like 2 weeks again, I was back there again. Then when Kevin Hart was there, I was there, and I'm like, these people are going to be like, who is this guy?
He's
like the only
you.
One we don't know, but he's always in our face. No, I was very excited to see you guys. And I am a late comer to the show.
Yeah.
To Girl Code and Guy Code. And I found it by accident one time, never thinking I'm too old. And then I watched and I laughed my ass off. And there's so many funny girls and guys on the show.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
Oh, it opened me up to all these like new comedians. I think it's great.
Yeah, it's so much fun. It's fun to talk about certain things that like people don't really talk about on TV. And they're not just like able to be open and honest about certain things.
Right.
You know? So that's what makes it fun. And that's why it's so relatable to anybody that watches it.
Yeah,
you know?
And people are afraid to be honest about stuff and talk about it. I don't know why. And because the ones who are honest are always the ones that bend. Look at those stupid Kardashians.
Yeah.
They're honest about everything and they're gazillionaires.
All right,
so let's talk about some. We got some good stuff to get to.
Okay.
You and you made DiStefano cry.
Oh my god,
he was in here and he told us a story and
while he was crying. Was he crying on air?
I think that he could have cried.
We were trying to get
him to cry.
He cried after.
How long were you guys together?
We were together, oh boy, we were together for like 10 months.
And how much did you work together?
We worked together nonstop.
Because I saw for a while, like whenever Chris would do appearances, like you would be there sometimes too. And
we
like,
got booked together.
Yeah, that's what
we
I'm
got
saying.
Booked together a lot. It was like a package deal. And then when we broke up, it was like, all right.
Can we cancel
these things or move these things around?
Why did you break up? Well, you broke up with him.
I broke up with him.
Yeah.
Because
like,
he wouldn't stop crying. No, okay. I need
to know all the details.
He did some silly stuff that I found out about.
Oh, like other girls silly stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So I was like, I'm done.
Do you want to know the first time I met him? I happened to be standing outside of the Comedy Cellar one night. Had no idea who he was. And he was drunk out of his mind.
Really?
And he is standing there and he's like, I was with Bobby Kelly. And he goes, dude, I just saved Selena Gomez's life. And we're like, what? And he's like, I saved Selena Gomez. And Bobby's like, what do you mean you saved her? And he goes, I was just at the MTV upfronts, and somebody was passing a beer to Selena Gomez, and I stole it away, and I ran away with it, and I drank it, and I'm pretty sure I got roofied.
That's really funny.
He was smashed out of his mind.
That's so funny.
He left, and I go, who is that guy? I'm like, he's what? And I stored that in the back of my head for like 2 years, because I'm like, he'll come in the studio one day,
right?
And I can't wait to see if he remembers.
Did you call him out
on it? The minute he walked in, I told him, and I had to like refresh his memory on it. He's like, oh yeah, I think that actually happened.
That's so funny.
10 months of having to work with somebody,
yeah.
And the whole time, are you like, I don't want to. This is never going to work out. I don't want, because I'm married,
yeah.
And I know my wife's sick of seeing me. So I would imagine if we were together more.
Yeah, we lived together, we worked together, we filmed together, we had a pilot together. So it
no
was like
escape.
We were together every single day, all day, every minute.
Right.
Like, but I don't think I was like, oh, I'm sick of this person. But then once we broke up, it was like we had gigs that we were obligated to do together. Yeah. So it's like when you break up with someone, you just are like, hey, I hope I never see you again for the rest of my life. But we had to always still work together.
Did he try to come back to you a lot and cry a lot at the gigs?
A couple times, but then it was just like, all right, this isn't going to work
out. Get over it now.
Yeah, we're both just in really different places right now.
And then when do you start dating Pete?
I started dating Pete probably like maybe almost not a year after that.
It was like a good amount of
time after that.
I was hoping there was some drama where you'd be like, well, I was banging Pete for the last month.
It was like him and I were friends and then we just ended up like getting into a relationship. We're not together anymore,
though. I know. Now you guys aren't together. Yeah. And man, what I was going to say was when I was stalking you at all the Saturday Night Live parties, I thought for sure, because you two were so whipped into each other.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's how you are with all the guys, but the two, he was.
All the guys.
I mean, like all your boyfriends.
Every guy she meets.
Yeah. He was, like you, he was sending you little Twitter love messages.
Yeah.
I was like, this is kind of sweet and gross at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. We had a puppy love kind of situation going on.
And what went wrong there? I'm mad at him. I broke up with him.
You did?
Yes. I'll tell you why I broke up with him after you tell me. He did some stupid stuff to me too.
Yeah, he just wasn't into it anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's the weed.
Yeah. No.
That's the weed. Slows you down.
Slows you down. He kind of was like, all right, I'm done.
He's going to get too lazy.
This came out of nowhere. Thanks so much.
Do you smoke as much as he does?
No, I would die. I wouldn't make it here in the morning.
My opinion is that he's going to get too lazy from doing that. He already looks too laid back now. He's too young for that. It's only going to get worse.
Yeah. I mean, he's really chill, but I think he does what he wants to do. Like, he loves doing stand-up, so I think he'll always do stand-up. He'll always do TV stuff. Like, if he cares about something, he'll get up and do it, you know?
Yeah. I broke up with him because I was very excited to have him on the show.
Yeah.
Because I grew up in Staten Island, and it's good to see other Staten Island losers do something with themselves.
Shaolin.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep. Who do we got? Before
you got Wu-Tang.
Just Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang and
Vinny
from the Jersey Shore. So you got Wu-Tang.
And the dude from Sons of Anarchy.
Which guy from Sons of Anarchy?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Juice? The Feral Fag. Juice.
Yeah.
Yeah,
interesting.
Yeah. Juice, that's right, Juice, but he'll never do anything again.
Yeah,
he's done. His 15 minutes are over.
Okay.
Yeah. So Staten Island was making this band. I'm like, there you go. Finally, a class of successful kids.
Yeah.
And then Pete comes to town shortly after I met you guys to do stand up, and I go, this is great. Get him in the studio. We'll have a great interview.
Yeah.
And then they told us the day before, like, he can't come in. He can call in. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to do that. That's terrible.
Yeah.
And they said it was because he had Crohn's disease.
Yeah.
Which I'm not really sure what that is, but it has something to do with your ass. And he, right?
You gotta
right?
You got
to
be near a bathroom.
I'm not really sure what it does either. I'm not really sure what it is, technically.
And I think it's lies is what it is. So he didn't come in, and we did it on the phone, and it was terrible because he was slow and sleepy, and there was a delay on the phone. I'm like, this sucks.
Yeah.
Wasn't his fault. I mean, the phones are the phones. So then I go to the show, which is very rare. I say I'm going to go all the time. I never show up, but I go, and I'm excited. I go to the show.
Yeah.
And the first thing he said, that son of a bitch, he comes out, and he goes, he told his whole story about the reason why he was so excited to be here and blah, 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 is because he was going over to Harry Potter in Orlando.
Oh, my God.
That morning, he blew us off for Harry Potter, and he didn't even make it to the Harry Potter show. Yeah, so I had to shove a magic wand right up his butt, Pete Davidson. So, I mean, I'm not really mad at I realized that night I was sitting there and I was like, this son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
and he didn't know, did you meet him? Did he know you were in the crowd?
Yeah. Like, he's been super nice. Like, he was texting me and he was like, hey, come up after the show and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I hate being that pain in the ass, but I really like him. So I wanted to go up and I had my wife with me. So we went up there and we said hi. And the whole time, even in the picture, you could see my face. I'm like, I know what you
You're
did.
Like,
I know.
Yeah.
You were at Hogwarts or whatever that is instead of being on this show. So.
Yeah.
That's it. So what do you got now? Are you single now?
Yeah.
Because every guy that works here fell in love with you when you came in.
Really?
Yeah. So,
oh, my God, guys.
As soon as you walked I always say.
I unplugged mine.
What's that?
I unplugged my phone.
Oh, sorry. So as soon as you walked in, I always want to know, I'm like, is she, because we were running a little behind, I'm like, is she cool? Is everything good?
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, and her hair is silver, and she looks good, and she smells good, and she's in the. So yeah,
I smell like cigarettes. Thank you, guys. You're a fan of my
good
essence.
Brand. Yeah. It's a good brand.
It's Marlboro Lights. Thank you. Yeah.
Do you will you date a comic ever again?
No.
You're tainted now, right?
Yeah, can't.
No.
Nope. I can't do it.
What kind of guy? Who gets you? What kind of guy would get you?
I don't know. I think just somebody that's nice.
I would never seen. I would never seen Pete with you.
Yeah.
But I don't know him. I don't know you guys. I'm just talking about from what I know from TV. The Stefano, he's like every guy I went to high school with.
Same. Because I grew up on Long Island.
Right.
Long Island, Staten Island.
Same thing. Yep. Same dummies. So, like, I always tell everybody that my friends from high school are way funnier than I am. Like, they're all just like him. They all have stories. They could talk for hours.
Yeah.
They all have nice hair and kind of biceps and all that whole thing.
Right.
I'm spitting everywhere. That guy, I could see him getting you for a little while.
Yeah. And I don't really have a type. That's what's so weird. People are like, you're so random with the people you end up dating.
Yeah.
But I don't really have a type. Like, I kind of just done.
Weed it out. Who don't you like?
We date like black everybody. Dudes? I've dated guys that were,
that were what? Kind of dark?
Tan.
Yeah, I mean, like, maybe I'm Moroccan
gonna,
or
I
something.
I was going to say mixed. I dated a couple guys that are mixed.
Right.
I don't really have, like, a thing that I'm like, oh, no, I would never do that.
Yeah.
I really.
No, anyone dating
there's
Indian
no
guys.
Standards here. There's no standards here.
What about in high school? Did you have a lot of boyfriends there? Like,
no.
You were I'm trying to figure out, girl with tattoos and crazy hair in high school, what you were like.
What do you think?
I don't know. Like,
I think shy, quiet.
I didn't have any friends.
Yeah.
You
I
didn't?
Got made fun of. I got picked on. Yeah.
How is that possible? Because it's not like you got hot in the last 5 years. You had to look the same.
I don't know. People just weren't nice to me. Girls are mean. Girls are vicious when you're in high school.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
They're Carmen. Vicious, but.
Carmen, you want to say something about her eyes or mouth or anything?
Listen.
We got a picture of a supermodel, and she's like, she has a weird hair on her ear, and we're like, oh, okay.
No, excuse you. I was about to ask her if she's into girls at all, actually.
Oh, really?
Interesting question. Yeah. No.
Don't see black.
Do you
want to
know what? I wish I was.
Why? Are
because I get a lot of offers from girls.
Yeah.
Girls come up to me after shows like,
you know. You're their type.
And even couples. Couples always offer. And I'm like, I don't know. It's just not
thank
my thing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You've
thank
never
you.
Been
anyway,
with a girl?
I'm flattered. No.
That's my wife. My wife is like, girls will tell me, they'll be like, I would totally, your wife is so hot.
Yeah.
So I always tell my wife, like if a girl sends me a naked picture, I go, hey, this lady said she would like to make sweet love to you. My wife will always go, thank you, but I'm going to pass.
Thank you so much, but it's not my thing.
Not her thing. Even drunk, as soon as she gets hammered, I'm like, we should go talk to other girls. And that's not working.
Yeah.
So sorry, Carmen, you're out.
Damn it.
Yep. I'm sorry, Carmen.
What if I pull my hair back, put a hat on?
What about Spanish? Are you repulsed by Spanish or do you find him attractive?
Am I repulsed? No, yeah. I'm not repulsed
I'm repulsed by,
anybody. By
him.
Oh, well, what? Yeah.
So why that's you? Most people's reaction.
Oh, funeral director.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, he looks like he's trying to sell you a casket today. I want to know what guys are going to come to the show now thinking that they can get you now that you're single.
Just be nice.
Mm.
Just being, I really don't
that
have
never
a type.
Works.
I've dated people in jail, like literally have had relationships with a guy in jail.
Wow.
So I really
before
just,
he
whatever
went to jail?
You want to do is fine with me. I'm really chill, like very laid back. Get arrested. Like, I don't know.
Did
like,
he write to you? Was he in jail?
He had a phone. He could collect, call me. And I sent him a cake one day, and they smushed it at the jail.
They
smushed his cake.
This can't be a real story.
They thought there were weapons in it, and they thought there were drugs in it. But I was like, I was just trying to do a nice thing. But he still ate it. He ate the cake mush. Because you're in jail. What else are you going to eat? You know?
Where but did you meet him before he went to jail?
I met him before he went to jail.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank God.
So I was like a ride or die about it. Yeah. I was like, I'm sticking through. I'm doing it.
I couldn't stay with a girl when I left for college.
Yeah.
How did you go to jail?
Well, at least I knew he wasn't, like, talking to other girls.
That's
you know?
True. No, he's probably
he was the most loyal one out of all of
going
them.
Going down on a couple of Puerto Rican guys for some extra muffins.
Like, yeah, you do what you got to do for muffins.
What was he in jail for?
Drugs.
Oh, that's a light charge.
He was actually in rehab, just a jewel of a person.
Right.
He was in rehab for drugs, and he was on probation, and then he violated his probation because he went to do community service and actually went out and got drunk instead of going to clean up garbage
awesome.
On the side of the highway. So he had to go to jail for that. But he would have just been in rehab. So,
gotcha.
You know,
okay.
Just a gem. Just a
this
real gem.
This is so funny. This
I
is
like have nothing, like no. Like
no
I dated
time.
A guy that worked at a hat store. My mom's like, he works at a hat store? I'm like, yeah, he works at a hat store. But I was trying to make it like more. I'm like, yeah, he works at a hat store, but like he's the manager. Like he's worked there for 20 years. She's like, you're not making it anything. Like,
but when you say hat store, you don't mean like a haberdashery. You mean like lids.
Like lids. Like not even a real. Yeah.
That's funny.
Haberdashery.
I mean, like, you're not, you first said hat store. I was picturing a guy from
like
English
a classy,
guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got a derby
with
on.
With a skinny
it.
Tie. Right. Yeah, no.
Is Girl Code still on?
Girl Code, we're waiting to see if it got picked up for a fifth season.
Four seasons pretty good, right?
Yeah, fourth season good, but they just switched the head of the network at Viacom, so he has to like assess all the shows. So we have another couple months before we figure it out. I think they'll pick it up, though.
Yeah, yeah.
It costs no
that's
money.
That's what I'm saying. Don't pay anything, right? They're cheap.
And it costs no money to produce. It's like it's a green screen and two people.
Right.
Like, that's
how do
it.
You pass up on that?
Yeah, it's like the cheapest show, and they get good ratings. They rerun well, so I think they'll pick it up.
Talk to me about Crazy Esther Koo.
She's cool.
She is cool. And she nuts? I think she's nuts. She puts out some stuff on Twitter.
Yeah.
It just makes me laugh.
I'm not really friendly with her. She was, I mean, I haven't seen her in years.
Oh, really?
She was in
I don't know.
The first couple seasons, and then that was it.
I met her one time, and she said she was on the Girl Code tour, so I just assumed you all knew each other.
Yeah, yeah. I know her, but I haven't, like, seen her in a really long time.
Oh.
We're not, like, friends. Like, there's a few girls on the show that I'm, like, you know, I talk to on a daily basis.
Who are your, like, best friends? You hang out with people from high school, from your neighborhood?
Definitely
work?
Not from high school.
No, you had that hard of a time in high school?
So bad.
Oh, man.
But now people in high school want to be friends with me, and I'm like, no.
That's the best part.
I'm like, I don't want to be friends with you now.
I will decline your Facebook page.
Do you have a reunion coming up or anything?
I graduated in 2008, so...
That's ridiculous.
Probably another couple years before I got to go to a reunion. But you know I'm going to be there with bells on.
So you got to bring somebody...
Famous.
Yeah, like an athlete.
Yeah.
Not so much for you, but somebody that'll impress them. Like you pull up with somebody
just
from the Giants
tall.
Or something.
He doesn't even have to be an athlete. He just has to look like an athlete.
You're
just
out,
Spanish.
Yeah. Someone tall.
I heard that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shame.
Who would be the most, what part of Long Island?
Suffolk County and Comac.
Okay.
Can you tell by my Fran Drescher?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Do you try to get rid of it?
I
can hear you try to
people,
suppress it, but you can't keep it down.
I can't let it go. I just can't do it. And it's so funny because like, I'll get tweets all the time like, can you just stop talking like that? Can you stop? Like, just get your voice away. I'm like, I can't do it.
No, I love it. I think
sound Jewish and I'm not Jewish.
No, just that undertone is enough. That's all you need. Just that it's
that
there.
Yeah.
Oh, you should consult us before your reunion. I'd like to really make this revengeful for you.
Yes.
Yeah. And you know what I would like to do?
What?
I wish I was better looking because I would go to reunions with girls. And then I would beat up the people that were mean.
Yeah,
to them.
That would be so fun.
Enjoy your reunion. Let's go. It's not so much beat up, but I'm good at insulting people, and I have no heart, so I can make women
cry.
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That would
that's
be fun,
great.
Just for revenge reasons, not to be a bully.
Yeah.
But that'd be awesome. BullyDate.com would be good.
BullyDate.com.
Just hire.
My wife tells me, my wife is from North Plainfield, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that she tells a story about some girl. She got a new winter coat and she came home and she didn't have her coat. Her father told me. And that some girl pushed her down and took her coat.
Oh, my God.
And her father had to go to the school, find the girl wearing the coat and take it off the coat.
Wow.
That was 20 years ago. I still want to go back to Jersey and find that girl and punch her in the face.
Yeah.
I wasn't even with her then.
Yeah.
And I said, that's how angry I am. Ugh. So bully date would be perfect.
Yeah.
Girls, it's true. There should be a thing where it's like revenge.
Oh, yeah.
Revenge squad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Revenge squad. That's the one
like
of your.
Suicide squad.
Right. I'm
it's
in.
Revenge.
So who do you hang out with? Who now?
I have a bunch of friends like that work at Viacom that like kind of work a little bit behind the scenes. That's like my main group of friends. I have a friend that works in an investment bank. She's my best friend.
Normal people.
Yeah. It's healthy to be with like surround yourself sometimes with people who don't do the same thing as you because if you're just always around comics all the time, it's like there's so much going on and
plus comics lie a lot. They say that they try to help each other out and be supportive,
exactly,
but then you all talk about each other behind your back.
Yeah.
So you know that there's
doesn't really
right.
It doesn't match up.
So when did you break up with Pete? Or when did you guys break up? I'm just trying to get my timeline together.
End of November. Beginning of November.
Because
it was
right before
my birthday.
Oh, before your birthday.
The week of my birthday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. You had
but
dreams of him riding his little hoverboard to you with a little box.
With a little box,
phone.
Yeah, a little birthday gift. But it wasn't a birthday gift. It was like a middle finger. It was like, yeah,
he broke up with you?
Yeah.
Did you cry like when you made Chris DiStefano cry?
I was DiStefano times 40.
Oh!
Yeah, it was bad. I didn't leave my house for 2 weeks.
Oh, man.
I was disgusting. I couldn't move. I was like, I can't. I'm miserable.
And it's worse when he's like on a high because he turned the TV
on.
And there he is again.
Yeah, I couldn't watch anything. I was like, I guess I just got to watch Friends on Netflix again from season one.
Does he become ugly now that you're not with him?
I think when you see a certain side of somebody, they become ugly. It doesn't matter what they look like.
He was so into you that it was gay.
You want to know what? It.
What do you think happened?
What do you think happened?
Another girl?
What do you think
happened? Oh, man. Do we know who she is? Oh, we do?
Yeah.
I don't know who
she is. I'm not getting into it, though.
You should write it down, though.
I'll tell you.
Oh, tell me.
But not on air.
Oh.
Yeah.
Will I know her?
No.
Did he work with her?
No. You wouldn't know her.
Hate in those eyes.
What?
You have hate in those eyes.
I'm fine. I'm okay. I'm actually like the happiest that I've been in a really long time right now.
Because
I'm having so much fun.
It actually makes you hotter when you're mad.
Really?
Yeah, your eye, when you get mad eyes. Yeah.
No, that's
like
confused.
Constipated. That's like...
that's
now
hot.
I'm trying too
that's
hard.
Hot
I'm going
to
walk around like...
Constipated is kind of hot too.
Now you have to beat up Pete.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. I'll kick him right in his
cones. That wouldn't be fair.
It wouldn't be fair. He's just a little boy.
Have Spanish fight him.
Did you like that day? That's what you seem like you like. You want to fix people. Like you got the guy in jail.
That's probably,
rehab.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to do. I don't know why, but I always end up with somebody that I'm like, oh, you need help.
So we're looking for tall, nice guys.
Normal.
Good luck. You say normal. You don't want normal. You'd be so bored with normal.
Yeah.
You want tall, nice guy who might be a little crazy.
It might be, got a little good crazy. Yeah.
What's good? Let's good crazy. Like we'll go out and beat up a homeless guy or
rob a liquor store.
Yeah, just something for fun though,
like
not for
fun
money.
Crazy, yeah, like fun crazy.
Like,
we don't need this money to buy drugs, but let's just go see if we can do it.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Let's see if we get arrested.
What's your favorite movie of all time?
The Breakfast Club, probably. Oh, I know that's like a probably no, that's really good. Weird answer.
No, it says so much about somebody when they name a good movie.
The Goonies.
Is
Can
good.
I tell you guys something? This is a really special thing. My lawyer is Chunk.
Oh, now, really?
It's unbelievable how he looks now.
I swear.
Yeah.
I swear. He doesn't look like Chunk anymore.
No,
but
he's
you could
skinny.
See it in his face. He's got that little twinkle in his eye, the Will truffle
the
shuffle twinkle.
Oh.
I've never asked him to do it.
How do you know?
Because he's a lawyer.
You gotta pay him. He's getting so much of your money.
Yeah, that's true.
Does he have Chunk on his business card?
No, but he should.
Yeah. He's anti-Chunk. We tried to get him on the show a couple of times. We used to do like a Where the Hell Are They segment, and Chunk don't want to have anything to do with Chunk.
Yeah. Do you like Breakfast Club because you feel like Ally Sheedy in high school?
Yes.
Okay.
Minus the dry scalp. That is it. If you identify with one of those people, then that becomes your favorite movie.
I love The Breakfast Club.
If you had to bang Rob or Spanish, which one would it be?
Oh, my God.
Which one?
Guys, this is a hard decision.
Based on what we talked about, because you'd rather choose
nicer?
Death.
Which one's nicer?
Spanish is definitely nicer.
Oh.
But all right, then I'm going with the nicer person.
No,
Rob.
But Rob is more... He's more fun, and he would definitely rob the liquor store with you.
But neither one of them are tall.
Yeah.
That was part of your equation.
That's true. Probably the most important part.
I'm just going to go with whoever's nicer.
He has herpes. I don't know if that means
it's not factual.
Spanish is definitely... Spanish is the nicest person you'll ever meet.
He looks nice. I'm not going to lie. I didn't get a bad vibe from him.
See?
No,
he looks
you,
like he's got a nice guy, you know, just a good guy.
Like so much you want to vomit. Too nice.
I don't know if I want to vomit, but very nice.
Yeah.
Thank
very
you for
nice.
Not vomiting, either of you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Happy Friday.
He says nice. I love you to everyone and wants to hug everyone. It's very annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay. Hi. That's like me when I'm drunk. I'm like, I love you, strangers.
I'm
and everybody's like, I hate you.
this guy, when he's drunk, he hits people.
No,
you
don't.
He looks like he hits people.
You smacked meat out of my hand.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
One time.
That was rude.
Yeah.
I was starving. It was meat on a stick.
I was trying to help him. It was meat on a stick outside of a nightclub.
Okay. That sounds awesome.
I would have picked up a rat if I could have grabbed one. I was so hungry.
They're too fast.
Let's be realistic. I smacked it out of his hand. It landed on the gravel pavement, and he picked it up and ate it.
I would have done it. What city were you in? You were
here,
in Tampa?
I was here.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. Oh,
if you were in New York City, you probably would have got like a flesh-eating disease, but you're here. It's fine.
I've seen people pee on the streets in New York. Yeah.
Oh, I've seen people do a lot of stuff that I'm like, oof.
There's so many. One time when I first moved, I used to live in Manhattan, and I first moved there, and there was a guy peeing in the basement entryway.
Oh, the subway.
And I just moved. No, of my building, like where the laundry room would be downstairs.
Crazy.
And I grabbed, because there was a bar on the corner, and I grabbed him, and I smashed him against the wall, and I threw him out in the street. I didn't want him to come back anymore.
Yeah.
And then two nights later, I was out drunk, and I peed in somebody else's property.
Been there.
I guess it's a cyclical. It's all the same thing.
Definitely been there.
Carly is going to be doing comedy at the Improv this weekend. Have you been here before? Because you've not been on the show, and I would have had you, so we must have been off or something.
I did. I was here 2 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, I was at the Improv 2 years ago.
Well, listen, Carly is funny. She's good looking, and she's vulnerable right now. She's been cheated on. She's looking for somebody who's tall, exciting.
He doesn't have to be tall. Can we change it? He just has to be nice.
No, you can't. Don't settle.
He can be a little person.
Taller than you. How tall are you? You're
I'm
tiny.
I'm 5'4", so everybody's taller than
so
me.
So you need like a 5'8". You can't have anything.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's it. When I say tall, I mean tall in comparison to you.
Yeah.
I can't have you and Rob or Spanish making other little children forever. Yeah.
I think it works that way. I think it's,
what?
It doesn't work that way.
Of course
I think
does.
It definitely does
sure,
work
yeah.
that
it's
way.
It's genetics.
Read a
way.
Book.
Mom, no. I've seen people that are tall parents that have midget kids, and I've seen midget parents. Look at that
yeah,
show.
But midget, isn't a, it, midget isn't like...
Good, say
that's
it.
Like
midget's
a,
deformity.
Oh,
it
it's
is.
A, it's not like... I don't think that's is it genetic?
It is genetics. Yes,
yeah,
but it's
wait,
not
but also,
necessarily
yeah.
not necessarily two midgets could have a normal sized person.
That show
right.
on TLC where
Little People Big World.
Yeah, they had
cutest.
Grown kids.
Yeah.
They had a grown kid?
Yeah, they had a tall kid.
They
and
had
then,
a tall boy that was like a supermodel.
And then they had another midget kid, so it's like midget kid, tall kid. Now, who do you love more if you're the parents?
Oh,
probably
who
the
do
midget,
you think?
Right?
Tall kid.
No,
if you're a midget.
No, yeah.
Tall you kid. Love the tall
you
kid
have to
more, yeah.
love tall kid or he'll kill everybody.
No, yeah. he's the freak of the family. Then you
that's
go, that's
what I thought.
Outcast.
If I'm that kid, I sit up one day and I go, I'm running things now.
Yeah. Right.
Like, it just
yeah.
settles in, right? Yeah. Like, you're like, oh, like, I remember sometime around 15, my mother was like, go to your room. And I went, no. What
I'm
are you going to do? Yeah.
yeah.
So I'm tall kid. Put my shoes on and tie the laces like birdies in a Disney movie.
Yeah. Whistle.
Go,
whistle while you do dishes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a thing. I that's just, is that him?
Yeah.
What is that? What's the one next to him? Is that, because she looks kind of normal.
That's a, okay. So those are the two kids that are, oh no, normal. Actually three of their kids. They only have one.
Yeah.
One
they
little,
have one midget.
Yeah. yeah.
But did they adopt any or no?
What that's
they wouldn't
no,
give it. They
adopted.
Wouldn't give midget
nobody
couples a baby.
Why not?
You can't because they can't even carry them. They
yeah,
can't
they
get
can.
Upstairs.
Babies
how
are
even carry
small.
Them?
Doesn't the other son look like Ryan Hoppy?
Yeah,
we already. Oh, yeah, man. We discussed that.
All right, wait, hold on. Leave that like that. Okay, so you got the father and the mother
who got divorced.
Who are
I think.
So sweet. I yeah. know. I got upset when they got divorced.
Why
I
did
really
they get divorced?
Got upset. I don't know.
You got to get the midget newsletter, man. They keep us up to date with all the little people.
Who's a giant girl in the back? She's one of the kids.
She's the kid, and then those three are the son. But the one in this picture, the second kid, yeah, this guy.
Oh, man.
He's the other.
Would you rather have a parent when you're in high school that's a midget or that weighs 400 pounds?
Midget.
Really?
Yeah.
It's better story because 400 pounds is tough. How
I'm
do you
going. I'm
that?
Going
in the car.
Yeah, I'm going 400 pounds because they're
yeah.
not really
yeah.
doing
active.
Much. Yeah, you're right. not going to see them too much.
Yeah, but you don't want wait. Your friends to come over and pick your mom up by her suspenders and hold her
your
up.
Your mom
and stuff.
Wears suspenders.
My mom's weird.
If she was a midget, she would.
Is your mom an old timey paper boy? Like, why?
Did you get him at the same
extra,
place?
Extra.
Where the hat guy was selling hats. They sell suspenders there as well. Oh my God.
Your mom up by her suspenders.
She actually did comedy in the late 80s.
That's very Elaine Benes. A very Elaine Benes.
All right. I have not watched the show. I've seen it before, like, but I have not watched the
oh,
show.
Oh, you got it. You got to watch
I
it.
I don't think I can.
It's so great.
It kind of grosses me out.
It's
like the kid with the hoodie is, I can't look at his face. Like, I couldn't eat dinner and watch it.
No.
My brother used to have a phobia of midgets. So he'd be terrified. And there was a house full of them on the island that we lived on. He wouldn't go past it because he was, they would.
What do you mean full? And like, they stored them there?
There was, yeah, it was like Willy Wonka put all his little leftovers there because
midget island.
They had,
oh, my God.
And
they
oh, my
had,
God.
They had a midget baby that they would push around in a normal size.
How could you tell?
Stroller.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if the baby was a midget, but they were all midgets, and
okay.
you would see them pushing the stroller. But it was weird because they were so small; they'd have to
push
like,
up.
Their
yeah.
hands were in the air to push it.
What is that? Like that one creature bugs me. Like the little
is
Asian
this
one's
the
adorable.
Same family?
No,
this
is different.
But yeah, but these people adopt midget.
Okay,
children.
But the one go
why
to the
are
one
they holding chickens. Like yeah. don't. There's too much going on in this picture. Like, all right, leave it. Let's just look at the people. There's a dog. There's a retriever. There. Everybody's holding a chicken.
There's Asians.
Yeah.
There's little
yeah,
people,
there's
big
two
chickens.
Asians.
What is the one with the dog? Is bothering me. What
yeah,
about him?
Yeah.
Like that face,
that smush yeah. face.
He's yeah, riding
like a caveman.
If you were a midget, you would ride a dog. That's
yeah.
just makes sense.
But he looks like one of those scary dolls.
Yeah,
doesn't he look like one of those scary porcelain dolls that come
oh
to
my
life?
God.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I don't like this anymore.
So anyway. We've determined if you're a midget that rides a dog, go see Carly
yes,
at the Improv.
Ride your dog all
but
the way
you have
to the
be
improv.
Nice.
Free dog parking.
Be
all
nice.
All weekend long.
Be nice.
Well, this is a pleasure finally having you in here.
Thank you. Thank
hey,
you for
by the
me.
Way, did you have sad weight loss? Because you look like you've not I that you were ever.
I lost about 30 pounds.
You, that's what I'm saying. Whoa. You look super duper skinny.
Thank you. Oh my God. I'm staying. Like, I'm never leaving.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I lost a lot of weight.
Why, though? I mean, you're so tiny. Don't lose any more weight. You're going to have people going to start worrying about your health.
Yeah. I think I'm done losing. I wasn't really doing it on purpose. I was just like, I lost my appetite for a little bit there. But I'm sure I'll gain it back.
Are you fully rebounded, or are you still like hear songs and cry?
Oh, no. I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm keeping busy.
Oh, what do you got? Have you had sex with anybody since you broke up with Pete? How many? That's what I want to know. November, December, January. That's not even 3 months.
Oh, hussy.
Who did you cry for 2 weeks? Then you were like, let's do some banging.
Yeah.
Who have you?
Couldn't eat, but could do
I'm
other
not
things.
Telling you.
Why not? Why would you keep this secret? Oh, is he ugly?
No, he's not ugly.
Well, sure he is, or else you'd be like, oh, I totally bang this guy.
Is he a comedian? Midget that holds a chicken?
No, he's nobody that you would.
How do you know? I know a lot of people.
He's definitely not anybody you would know.
Is it Chunk? Did you bang Chunk?
No.
Is it Steve?
Would I?
Yeah.
You would throw it to Chunk?
Well, he's my lawyer, so no. I don't want him to start giving me bad deals on purpose.
I would totally dress up like Sloth and walk in there. What's up, Rocky Road? Let's do this.
Let's do this.
Who are you making sweet love to?
Nobody.
Who are you, how many guys since Pete Davidson?
One.
Just
that's
one.
That's in my hotel room right now.
Oh, you traveling with him?
Good for you.
Hell yeah.
Or did
you
just meet him? You're hopping in too many relationships. You're too fast.
It's not a relationship.
You're traveling with him.
We're having fun.
Who? I want to know his name. What's his first name?
I'm not telling you.
Why wouldn't you tell me his first name?
Because it's nothing. Nobody you would know.
My wife's name is Amanda. Now you have to tell me.
Well, you're married. First of all, you guys are married. And it's probably, I could have Googled that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you. I'll tell you all the good stuff.
Did you pay for his flight?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, don't get mad at me.
He lives around here.
What does he do? He lives around here?
Yeah.
In Tampa?
I'm not telling you. It's not happening.
Is it Bill?
He lives in Tampa.
It's
Carmen? It's Spanish?
Are you kidding me? I would be shouting that from the rooftops.
It's Carmen.
No, hold on. This is blowing my mind now.
I'm not going to tell you.
She's got to tell us who Pete cheated on her with.
All right.
No.
Off the air. This is off the air.
That's true.
You said you would. If you don't tell me now, I could sue you.
Pete cheat.
Pete cheat. And then who the guy she's traveling with already.
Yeah. He's not. We're not traveling together. He was here.
He was here?
Oh, you met him last night?
No. He's here. No, I didn't meet him last night. I know him.
You were quick.
I know him.
Oh, you're like, I'm going to be in your area. Oh,
no.
Oh,
like,
in different area
like,
codes.
We're like, you know, we're you know.
What sport is
Tinder
he play?
Friends?
He doesn't play sport.
Is he tall?
Yeah.
Okay, wait a second. I need to know.
I'm not telling you.
Oh, no, you're
what
not
does
telling.
He do?
Yeah, that's what I need to know.
It doesn't
what
matter.
He does.
I'm
oh,
not
it does.
Giving it
that's
away.
How I'll be able to figure it out.
I will tell you
if
later.
If I find out it's a radio guy, we're gonna have horror. Oh my God!
It's not a radio guy,
and it's not another comedian.
Nope. I would never.
There's not a lot to choose from in this area.
Mm. Pro wrestlers. That's about it.
Is he own a restaurant?
No.
Just give me. Just
you're
tell
never
me
gonna tell.
Tell me
he
does for a living. How about that? Just could you say what he does for a living, or would that give it away?
Yes.
That would give it away.
Yeah.
Mayor.
Yes. He's the mayor of Tampa.
He is. How many eyes does he have?
That narrows
he
it down.
Has two.
Okay. Not I know who it is now.
He does something that would identify. We'd identify him right away.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't.
Oh, then why would you?
Yeah, would.
It doesn't. He sells hats. He's another. I have a thing for a guy that works at hat stores.
Mm. Find me the local haberdasher. All right. These are things that we find out off the air. I have a natural curiosity.
I will tell you.
It's not like I'm going to go to his house.
He's a musician. Boom.
Oh.
Got it.
I know who it is. I know it is.
Write it down. Write it down and show it to her. No, write it down. Write it down and show it to her. And
stop.
See.
Yeah, this is getting good.
Somebody's been stalking my Instagram.
No, I have no idea. Go look at her Instagram. I have no idea who it is. I just said
I
musician.
Can't.
Are you banging Billy Joel?
Yes.
He's in town tonight.
Yeah.
He's a musician.
Yeah.
Come on.
We're doing duets.
Who's in town? Somebody from Galactic?
We won't say.
Is it somebody from Galactic?
No,
it's Galactica. Look at her. She's
Battlestar Galactica?
Yes. Battlestar Galactica is now
Dirk
a band. Twiggy.
Obviously.
Twiggy on the drums.
Okay, so wait a
second.
Oh,
that's a different guy.
I'll kill you.
Don't say it.
She won't kill you.
Just tell it. You can just tell. I just want to see the.
No, that's my friend that works. No, that's not him.
He should never have sex with you.
You respond a lot to people on Instagram.
Me?
Yeah, like I see you. Are you?
I try.
That's cool because most people don't even look at that stuff. They don't even
comment
back.
Yeah, I try
back.
To. I try to.
Are we going to be best friends on Twitter now? Did you? Oh
I she know
just
who unplugged. It is.
You just broke. You just shattered
my
heart. Did
my
you hear?
I didn't hear what you said.
I asked you a question and you didn't.
Got it.
I said. Oh.
Don't say anything.
Don't say anything.
I won't say anything.
All right, don't say anything. I said, are we going to be best friends on Twitter now? And then you went silent.
God,
and I went,
yeah.
Oh my God, you just broke my heart.
No, I was plugging in my mic. I was plugging in my earphones.
Wait, scroll down, Carmen.
I got to get a little.
No, no, the other way. Yeah, stop. Yeah, that one. What's up? Whoa. Oh, yeah, you look super.
I don't look like that. I don't look like that in real life, though.
You can.
I don't look like that at this hour.
We could take a trip to the Mac store. You could look at that in about a half hour.
It takes a lot of work.
Some fancy gay guy will make you look really
fancy.
Mm-hmm. All right, listen, it's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you guys for
having
me.
Go see Carly. She is at, if you're a fan of girl code, guy code, any codes, go see her. She's very funny. I watched in the past interviews that you've done. I knew you'd be a great guest.
Thank you.
She's at the Improv tonight, tomorrow night. Is there a late show, or are you just going to go right back to banging that guy?
I'm not doing anything. There's two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow, and one on Sunday.
All right, good. Go check out Carly Aquilino. Did I say that right? Aquilino?
Yeah, you got it.
I practiced.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.